Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I mean, I've been up since about 5:30 with the kids.
Okay.
It's feeling like lunchtime.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. little kid, you've got some young children, haven't you? And I've got a 3-year-old, and they don't really have a body clock like ours.
No, they don't. They have no manners whatsoever.
5 o'clock's
when
a
you're
great time.
Asleep in your bed. They've got no idea how rude they are. It doesn't matter how often I tell them.
They just don't listen.
They never learn.
Alan, you're back up in Yorkshire pretty soon. You've got a new UK tour out called Little Victories, and you're on at the Grand Opera House in York on Wednesday the 4th of November, and then you're back over at Halifax on the 6th as well. Just tell us, what in your life are Little Victories?
Well, I was going to... My last show... in which I had very enjoyable evenings, both in York and Halifax, so do come, was called Life is Pain. And I wanted to call this show Sex is Pain, because I've got a hilarious anecdote in that area. But my promoters in Australia, where I started this tour last year, said to me, we might attract the wrong kind, or perhaps a different kind of audience for that title. Do you not think people might turn up, you know, with masks on and things? So I said, it's a fair point you make. I'll think of something else. And I've got an anecdote in the show about trying to get one over on my dad when I was a kid, which is what the little victory is. So I ended up calling it that. Really, you have to come up with a name for a show to differentiate it from the last show, so that everyone knows this is 2 hours of brand spanking new material that they haven't seen on DVD or anywhere else. You know, that's really the point of it. So that's what this one's called. And this is the last leg of the tour. I've toured New Zealand recently and all around the UK, and I've done some dates in Europe, and the whole thing's been marvellous.
Oh, good.
What's it like, Alan, going to New Zealand and Australia? Because have they got a different type of humour, or does it still go down well?
Pretty much exactly the same sense of humour. QI, luckily for me, is well-liked in both those countries. They're fantastic countries, both of them, stunningly beautiful places, and I love going down there. And it's just nice to be out, you know, you can kind of extend your tour to include travelling there. It's nice. I mean, these days I've got the kids at home, so what I tend to do is I go and do 2 weeks, and I whiz around and do as many towns as I can and come back. But, yeah, what I would like to do is...
Yeah, that's not a bad way
to do it. Take a leisurely 6-month stroll around.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Become Bill Bryson, and then you're sorted then, really.
That's it. What I tend to do is I FaceTime the kids just before I go on stage when they're just getting up. It's weird.
What about, you were out of stand-up for quite a while. Was it difficult to come back to, or did you find it pretty easy just to slip back into it?
Face the front, keep talking, say lots of funny things. These are the important things you need to remember. I was doing a gig at a comedy club in London just when I was getting back into it, and Mike Wilmot is a brilliant Canadian comedian, and he talks like that. And he looked at me, and I could see he was looking at me, and he goes, hey, enjoy yourself up there. And it was a good bit of advice, because he'd obviously clocked a bit of trepidation in a fellow performer, a middle-aged man, thinking, why am I here? and he told me to enjoy it, and that is really the key to it. It's very enjoyable. I love doing it. It's what I started out doing. You know, it's the thing I do best, I think. And you get total freedom, and no one can cancel you after one series, you know. So it's fun, and there aren't really nice theatres around. And it's good fun.
What about football, Alan? Let's have a bit of a chat about that, because I know you're a big Arsenal fan. Diego Costa's all over the news at the minute. I don't know whether you saw it at the weekend, but what do you make of Diego Costa?
I think a team of psychiatrists working around the clock could fathom. The funny thing is, when you've got this sort of chronic sociopathic personality disorder, it's not hard. It's not easy to hold down a full-time job when you're that crazy, you know. But it seems to work if you're centre forward for Chelsea. In fact, your boss absolutely encourages it. You can't imagine him being a bus driver or working in a shop and being like that with everyone. But it's all right in his job. It's a little bit like stand-up comedy in that you could be the most narcissistic lunatic and you couldn't possibly work in anywhere else. But you can go on stage in front of 1,000 people and that's fine, you know. So luckily for him, he's found a dream job.
The dream job.
You made a mess of Arsenal at the weekend. Absolutely, got one of our lads sent off and all that. So that's part and parcel of the game, I suppose.
The age-old argument that always seems to come up every single season around sort of this time is whether Arsene Wenger should still be at Arsenal or not. Which camp are you firmly in, Alan?
Well, and then the Earth goes around the sun, doesn't it? And there he is. Reorganising the team, buying some new ones, changing it about, putting them all out in the field again. And now it's the same as last year. Exactly the same. Can't handle Chelsea, couple of red cards, finish fourth. If we win the FA Cup again, then that'll be absolutely fantastic, you know. But I'm a little bit of the school of thought that we need a bit more muscle in our team and a bit more oomph, you know. But hey, what do I know?
He never wants to spend any money, though, does he?
Well, he spent some money. He spent some money on Ozil and Sanchez, and then when the chips were down at Stamford Bridge, he took them both off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like they've really paid off in a big way. Although I love them both. They're wonderful talents, you know.
You don't sound too optimistic about this season.
The things I can't say on breakfast radio. I'm absolutely livid. And what I can't understand on the subject of Diego Costa is after he's gone and done that to one of the team, how Arsenal didn't have about six players booked for fouling him. I mean, they just seem to accept it in too meek a fashion, and I would long for Tony Adams and Patrick Vieira intervene in the tunnel, you know.
Yeah, he'd have got that back in the day. They'd have given him some, yeah.
That would have been good. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
After I've got you on, and you get up and you talk in front of people, Alan, you do it very, very well. I've got to do that this weekend. I've got a best man speech to do this weekend. Do you have any tips from Alan Davis? Do you have any tips what I should be doing in a best man speech?
Oh, goodness. I've never done a best man speech.
Have you not?
In my life. I don't know, really. My usual tip is, if it's really funny, say it. But if you think it might be funny, don't bother.
Good advice.
The main thing is, you've got to blow smoke up the rear end of the bride. But this is your job. You can you can tear a strip out of the groom for the half-wit that he is and remind him how lucky he is that anyone's even considered walking down the aisle with him. And
that's good.
Remind him that she is a wonderful human being to be cherished and forgiven for this terrible mistake that she's making.
That's perfect
advice.
That's
the line I would take. I don't know what the groom's like. You know, he might be a sort of wonderful, a charity worker, I think.
No, he's not. He's all right. He's all right. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
It'll be fun. That's the thing. Hey,
hopefully.
Enjoy yourself up there.
Grand Opera House, York, Wednesday, 4th of November. Victoria Theatre, Halifax, on the Friday, the 6th of November. We'll put the details up on radioyorkshire.co.uk. Alan Davis, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.